the Work Show. We are in Italy right now, in the Sistine Chapel, as part of a quick little European jaunt, during which we're going to check out how the people we meet deal with their own work lives and what they think of ours.
Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Hai visto che piove, senti come viene giù. Tu che dicevi che non pioveva più, che ormai non ti saresti mai più innamorata, e adesso guardati sei tutta bagnata. E piove, Madonna come piove, sulla tua testa e l'aria si rinfresca. E pioverà fin quando la terra non sarà di nuovo piena e poi si rasserena. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Senti le gocce che battono sul tetto, senti il rumore girandoti nel letto. Rinascerà, sta già nascendo ora. Senti che piove e il grano si matura, e tu diventi grande e ti fai forte. E quelle foglie che ti sembrava morte ripopolano i rami un'altra volta. È la primavera che bussa alla tua porta. E piove, Madonna come piove, prima che il sole ritorni a farci festa. Senti, senti come piove, senti le gocce battere sulla tua testa. E piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Tu che credevi che oramai le tue piantine si erano seccate e non sarebbero cresciute più. Hai aspettato un po', ma senti come piove sulla tua testa, senti come viene giù. Non eri tu che ormai ti eri rassegnata, e che dicevi che non ti saresti più innamorata. La terra a volte va innaffiata con il pianto, ma poi vedrai la pioggia tornerà. Oh piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù. Piove, senti come piove, Madonna come piove, senti come viene giù.
Filomena Dolores Labanca. I'm born in Rocchetta al Volturno, a little country, little place of Molise, an Italian region of the south, in the south of Italy.
And how did you come to Rome?
Perché? Why? Or how? Come?
Why and how?
Okay. Why? Because I made a master in business in Rome after my degree in law. Because I degree in law in Naples, and then I went in Rome for a specialization school in business administration. And how? Because I would like work in a big company and in a public administration. And in Rome there are department, companies, firm, legal firm.
And is it, as a girl in school, do you do they start, do you start to think about jobs early when young? Like the work you want to do?
No. I didn't think a really job when I went in Rome. But after my business school, I think my actual job.
And what was it about a big company that you wanted?
Big company, is not an Italian, non-Italian company. With other country in Europe. I worked for Wind, the first company. Wind is a telecommunication company by Enel, Deutsche Telekom, and France Telekom.
And then how long are you still with Wind?
I was in the Wind for 4 years.
And then the company with Total Air, how long have you been there?
How long I have been in Wind? No.
With your company now.
Five, 6 years ago, I went in Total Erg.
And did you work through when Marco and Giulia were very small?
No. Because in Italy it's impossible. Because there aren't company kids areas. Possibility for a woman work when the kids are little babies, because I didn't work for 2 years.
And was that hard, or yeah, did you want
very
to work?
Hard. Very hard, don't work, and very hard return to work, because there are in Italy many women's discrimination, because after 2 years a woman is out of work market, is very difficult to go in again work, because the new generation come in, and the experience is not good.
It's not valued.
Okay, valued. So. Okay.
And do you feel that's changing here? That with is the place
no.
of women in work?
No. I think it's no priority in this moment. Because it's not only the break during the little kid. Boy, but after in the my work day, I have the time too difficult to for the kids. I come in office at 8:30 past 8, okay, and I can't go out, go home before 5-6 in the afternoon, and this day is very difficult for kids. In Italy there aren't family permessi, non so come si dice, family break.
They don't give you time off.
Okay, authorization for visit, medical visit, school day.
vacation day.
On the contract, there are five day for family, number of hours for visit, but in the reality,
it's not. And do.
And the woman can't make a career in the company. Can't make
a career.
Yeah, career. When a woman has family,
and it's expensive too to babysitters.
Yeah, because babysitter in the summer when the school closed, I can go to work, but Marco and Giulia, I put them in camp, summer camp.
And then with your
school, summer school, and they are expensive for me.
Are there many single mothers, working single mothers, or is it rare? Not many.
Not many. There are many mothers which go out when they have kids. Because father work and mother back to work
or the father looks after
yes.
the children. And,
yes.
And is there
father in Italy? Few fathers look at children. Mothers retire to work from work, looking at kids.
It's not changing.
No. And they are very difficult to go in market work market after 5 years, 4 years. They are in family, only in family.
Does it become? Is it better in cities or in the versus country or
it's
in the north versus south? Or
I think in north, in Milano. There are many services for family. Mm-hmm. More services for family, anche private services, but more economic. Mm-hmm. No expensive like in Rome. In Rome, services, private services, school, private school are very expensive. And fiscal system doesn't consider this. I haven't taxes. Mm-hmm. Come si dice? Minus taxes for this, for babysitter, for.
Oh, you don't get a break.
No.
No. Mm. And is there any movement to change that? Is it reflected politically at all?
No. Uh-huh. I think the church, come si dice, la chiesa.
Yeah, the church.
Church system says anything about family, help, but no political movement.
And what benefits do you get for work? I mean, is there, like, what do you get for vacation or what protection for job?
I have.
Yeah.
The benefit of all work people, not for women specifically. Vacation.
How much vacation is it?
20 days in a year.
That's
except festivity, uh-huh. Easter 4 days, Christmas 5 days, for all for vacation.
And do you get a certain number of hours, or are the is there overtime? Do you get paid
no,
extra
no,
over?
No.
do they say how many hours in the week, or is it in America now? There's no vacation, and there's it's most people work. They say 40, but most people work 50, 60 hours.
In a week.
In America, yeah. Here is it?
Here in the company, there are a minimum of 35, I think, 35 in a week. But this is only for low impiegati, for the più alti, non so come dire, more higher in the
hierarchy.
Yeah. We have a day time, but we work over.
And then for health insurance, hospitals, doctor visits, is that covered publicly, or do you pay money?
No. The public cover only the first soccorso, the first emergency. Okay, but doesn't cover the dentist therapy, don't cover the specialist visit for eyes, for orthopedic, for
And do you buy insurance for that, or just pay?
I buy the insurance, but non my company. I individually buy insurance for kids, in particular, for possibility of interventi. Come si dice interventi?
Interventions. Okay. And how much is that a year insurance? In America, it's at low end for a family like ours, it's about $8,000, or say €8,000. It's about €7,000 on the low end, or up to €15,000 for a family of three.
But covered all.
No, then you pay on top of that.
It's the same. The insurance doesn't cover all. Cover the visit in hospital, public hospital, or not private visit in Switzerland, Deutsch hospital, for example.
And
they pay for a part of cost.
Okay.
If dentist therapy is 500, the insurance cover for 100. A part of cost.
Okay. And is there retirement at a certain point? Do you stop working and there's money that comes to you as you get when you're older, like a pension?
Yes.
And is that through your job or is that through the state?
Through my job. My job, because my state is a social pension, but I have a private pension, my state pension for my payment during the job. State, come si dice, interviene, pay social pension for old men which
aren't covered.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're covered by a job, you're not also covered by state.
Yeah.
And so at what age does that start?
65.
Okay.
For women. Now, a few years ago, was 62, I don't remember. But in this year, in this...
austerity.
Yeah. The age is long until 65.
And do people in Italy still, do they look to a place like America as a better place to work or a harder place to work?
Better place, but no better place like 10 years ago.
Yes.
Better than Italy.
But
better place than more than Italy, but no like in the past.
And what was, but
I went. I went from Rocchetta al Volturno, which have many people in Chicago, because in Rocchetta in 1920 in the 20 years many people went in USA to find a job, and there are many son of these people actually in Chicago, more than in Rocchetta.
And is it but what would be the difference in does the life, you know, for us, we come here and we see a life that's gentler and not as fast paced and not as crazy as America. Is that how would you trade that for the money of America, or is this worth the different troubles or the payoff?
I think this difference became more short.
Closer to,
yeah. The difference is in the money disponibility, I think.
The money talks more.
Okay, but the fast life, crazy life, become ever too fast also in Italy. And in town, in big town, in big city, but also in small town, become more fast, more crazy than some years ago.
Just as a final thing, what, with your wanting to travel with Marco and Julia to America and having us stay in your apartment here, does that make the world wider and gentler, or what effect does that have on kind of the world as you see it?
Okay, what do I like?
Yeah.
Okay, the more the gentler world, no crazy world. I would like to see also New York and the sense of New York life for the difference between Roman life and New York life. But I would like to see with Marco and Giulia area, natural area, river, mountains. I would like this.
To see a wider, yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. questa nebbia, oltre il temporale, c'è una notte lunga e limpida, finirà. Falso e inutile, capirai. Lascio andare i giorni tra certezze e sbagli. È una strada stretta, stretta fino a te.
We stayed in for the first part of our time in Rome, and who will be staying at our house in Catskill later this month, I spoke with her two twins, Marco and Julia, about their travel plans, their interests, and what they wanted to do for a working future.
My name is Marco. I have 12 years old.
And my name is Julia. I have 12 years old.
What school do you go to?
I go to
Buonarroti secondary school
in Rome at Via Puglia.
Via Puglia.
Michelangelo Buonarroti.
And what are your big interests? What interests you? What do you like?
My big interest is tennis.
Tennis?
No, in the school, I think. In the school?
In school and everywhere.
In school.
Quale materia ti piace di più in scuola?
Come si dice?
Al lavoro ti piace la materia? Italiano, matematica, scienza?
Italian.
Italian.
Sì.
And in school do you have any interest?
News. Maths. Music.
Music?
Yeah.
And what do you want to do for work when you get older?
I don't know.
What would be your dream?
Teacher. Teacher.
Teacher or a movie star?
Yeah.
Or a tennis star?
Teacher of little baby.
In Rome?
Yes.
Ah. And what about you?
Teacher.
In of what? For little kids or older?
Older. Young boys.
Young boys. In would you teach sports too?
Yes.
What is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is tennis.
Tennis?
My favorite sport is tennis and dancing.
Dancing? But you like football too, right?
Yes.
Is there one team that's better than all the others?
One team. My favorite team.
Your favorite team?
Roma. My favorite team is Roma.
And why are they so good?
It's a medium team.
Is there one star that you like on the team?
Yes, it's not.
C'è un motivo per il quale tu ami questo team?
No, because I live in Rome.
Ah. And Julia, do you have any tennis stars you like?
Yes. Come si chiama questo? La gara, come quella che faceva Marco, come si dice alla fine?
Tennis match.
And do you like Venus and Serena Williams? Or are they too mean?
I like Serena Williams.
And any dancers you really like?
Hip hop dance.
Classic dance.
Oh, ballet.
Huh?
Ballet dance?
Sì, yes, ballet dance.
And are you looking forward to coming to America?
Yes.
Yes. What do you want to see in America?
I want to see New York. I want to see New York.
Uh-huh. And what do you want to see?
New York.
And
Rio.
E la barca tornò sola. Sola.
Erano tre fratelli pescatori, con una mamma nera ed una barca bianca, e con tre cuori ancora da creatura. Il mare urlava cupo quella sera, e il legno dell'incognita straniera cercava aiuto in tutto quell'orrore. Chi rischierà la vita per salvare la bionda forestiera? Chi sarà? Chi sarà? Mare, mare crudele, come puoi cantare nelle notti scure quando piange il cuore? Mare, senti un amore
soffocasti in gola l'ultima speranza, l'ultima parola. Cavalcator non sola,
a few days later, we landed in London for a quick 21 hours. While there, I interviewed the bartender at a great little pub, the Princess of Wales, near Embankment, not far from the Waterloo Bridge. Susan, as she calls herself, told us about how she got to London and what her plans are for the future and her work dreams.
Yeah. No, maybe just somebody's coming.
My manager
is in Upstead.
Okay.
So what is, say your name.
Hello, my name is, my original name?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Zsuzsa Vác. It's a Hungarian name.
And how do you, what's your name here in London?
Susan. Just a normal translate, yeah? Zsuzsa Susan.
And how long have you been working? Where are we right now? Just name the place.
Yeah?
The bar.
Princess of Wales. Yeah, I moved to London 5 months ago. And I'm working here about 4 months.
And how did you find that? Had you worked in a pub or a bar?
No, I'm just printing my CVs, and I'm just walking around the street, and I'm just went to old pubs, and I'm just left my CVs everywhere, uh-huh. And every time. And just 1 hour later, just one guy just called me.
Uh-huh.
It's so easy. It was so easy.
Had you worked in, did you have to have working papers or anything?
Sorry?
Special visa or anything?
No, nothing.
What to London?
Because my boyfriend is living here and I want to follow him.
Ah.
This is the only reason. And I would like to improve my English.
And is he still your boyfriend? So it's a good story?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a good story because we worked together in the same company in Hungary, but he just got good work in here and just moved to London 1 year ago, and I'm just follow him.
Okay.
Yes. And it's a love story.
And always good to how long has he been your boyfriend?
Just 1 year and 1 month.
And do you live in the center of London or outside?
No, I'm living in Ealing Broadway. Ealing Broadway is the central line, and it's, there is zones in London, and this is the third zone.
Okay.
So it's not central London, but it's maybe 1 hour.
And where in Hungary were you from?
In Budapest, I'm living in Budapest, but I was born in Debrecen. Debrecen, the other city in Hungary, and my parents live in Debrecen. But I was living in 5 years in Budapest, and I'm working in Budapest.
And how does Budapest feel, Budapest and London compare?
Budapest is better.
And why?
Because in London, always a lot of people in the street. And just maybe Budapest is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It's old traditional buildings. Hungary, it's a lot of history, you know. And maybe Budapest is my favorite.
Uh-huh. Do you see how long do you in your? Do you see staying here in London?
I don't know yet. maybe 1 or 2 years. But me and my boyfriend, sometimes just planning, we move to America or Australia.
Okay. It looks like you have a customer.
Okay, I'll come back.
In this, in the Prince of Wales here, is it all tourists?
It's a lot of tourists always, because, you know, this pub is between two metro stations. It's Embankment and Charing Cross. And it's a lot of theater in here. Uh-huh. And always a lot of tourists is coming to the pub. And sometimes just a customer before just go to the theater.
Uh-huh. And are there regulars that come through? Or do you get a sense of history here in London? Have you picked up?
No. No. I don't know well to London because I'm just moved to Fairmont. It's not enough.
And is it all too... It looks very busy and fast and
always,
on the
surface. Always, yes. Always busy and always just fast. Every people always running and rush.
And how does it work money-wise? Is it you get a straight salary or salary plus tips? Or?
Salary plus tip. It just depends on the people, just the tourists or the customer just give a tip or not. But the salary, salary and tips.
And is it a, because in America, waiters and bartenders, the salary is very low.
But a lot of tips.
But a lot of tips. How does it work here?
Just it's not too much tip in here.
But so the salary is better?
Salary, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
How does it work with, say, like health insurance? If you get sick, can you just go to the doctors here?
Yes, I have a GP, you know, the general practitioner. And yes, bye. I'm healthy.
Uh-huh. But you don't have to pay anything. Or do you pay anything if you go to the general practitioner?
No, no, but just it's... you know, just me or my boyfriend, just one day, just sick or illness, just it's needed that everybody has a general practice. But it's okay, but it's not the same one in Hungary.
Okay, I'll come back.
Are you going to interview me next?
No, no, I'll interview you tonight.
What? Why not today? Huh? Why not after this? You could do it on the train. I mean, on the bus.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, I'll interview you about what you're seeing and what traveling is like, okay? Is that good? And what you want to be when you grow up?
I know what I'm going to be when I grow up.
Yeah, but wait until I tell you, okay?
Actually, I don't know.
How does the word feel?
Hello, Scott. I'm a media star. Sorry.
Well, you're a media star?
Yeah.
What? You don't want to know.
Yeah.
You really don't want to know.
Okay, I'll come back.
Okay.
So?
So, I forget where we were, but... Do people more drink more beer here than in...
Yes, always.
Budapest is famous for
beer. Budapest is... I think Budapest is better. But because it's my nationality, you know. But in here, always people always drinking. But beer. But the Budapest is the same one. Everybody always drinking, but not the beer. Maybe it's short drinks. Maybe it's better because the beer is not so dangerous.
Uh-huh.
But it depends, just people drinking a lot or just a little bit.
What are your plans for kind of working in the future?
Yes, I have a plan because I would like an office job in here because my last job, I'm working in a company in Hungary, so I would like a new job in office, but my English is not enough at the moment. Later, maybe half a year later.
Here in London?
Yes.
And then you move on to somewhere with you?
Somewhere or just go home.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy. Taxi lights shine so bright. But I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. But I'm so lazy, don't want to wander, I stay at home at night. But I don't feel afraid, as long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Waterloo sunset's
finally, I decided to speak to my son, the 7-year-old Milo David Smart, about how he was enjoying his travels, what he was learning, and what he planned to do in the future, especially after hearing so many people talk about their work ideas. Excuse me, sir. What is your name?
Milo.
Can you say it again?
Milo.
Milo.
Smart.
What are you doing right now?
The next station is Heathrow Terminals 1, 2, and 3. Please remember to keep all your personal belongings with you at all times.
What have you been doing to keep busy, Milo?
We don't have to do this.
I don't want to.
Full name?
Milo David Smart.
Where do you live?
America.
In what town in America?
Clarksville.
And where do you think you're from?
China.
And why do you think you're from China?
I look like it.
And why do you look like you're from China?
I was born like this.
You think, okay. And do you want to go to China sometime?
Yes.
What do you think you're going to see in China?
The big building.
The Great Wall? Some of those really tall buildings?
Yeah.
What do you like about China? The food?
Yes.
And what's your favorite food in the whole world?
Blueberries.
Do you like lo mein?
Yes.
You like it a lot. Didn't you go to a restaurant and eat Chinese food just the other day?
Not the other day.
2 days ago. Where was that?
Oh, London.
And so you've been traveling recently, right? Where did you travel to?
Rome.
And where else?
London.
And how many days were you on an airplane?
Three.
Did it feel like you were on an airplane forever?
Yes.
You like airports?
Not that much.
You like escalators though, right?
That's not counting the whole thing.
Okay. So what were your favorite things about Rome?
The Vatican.
What was in the Vatican?
I forgot.
Lots and lots of pictures and statues?
Yeah.
Did you like playing soccer in the parks?
Yeah.
Did you meet other kids?
Yes.
Tell us about the food.
The food in London was better than the food in Rome.
And why was that?
I don't know.
Well, what did you eat in London that you liked?
Chinese noodles.
And bacon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you had that big breakfast.
I don't know.
But you had some stuff you really liked in Rome, right? Did you eat a lot of spaghetti?
You said food.
Spaghetti and pizza.
That's the only thing I had.
Yeah, and ice cream.
Well, yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Politician.
Really? Are you a world traveler? Where have you been traveling to?
Rome, London, New York.
That's pretty good. And how many days were you on the airplane?
Three.
Wow. Was the airplane fun or boring?
Fun.
What was most fun about the airplane? The airplane?
They had games and movies.
And what about the airports?
Not boring.
But what about the escalators?
Fine.
How many escalators did you go on?
Five.
Okay. And so what did you like better, Rome or London?
London.
Why did you like London better?
There was a guy that got out of chains without a lock.
Oh, the busker, right. That was really cool. And you saw the tallest Ferris wheel in the world. Did you see Big Ben?
You're going to have to start all over.
Yeah, a little bit. But here, tell us what you were talking earlier. When you get a job, what sort of job do you want? Do you want a job that's really fun, or do you want a job that makes you a lot of money?
Scientist?
But are you more interested in doing something that you love to do, or in making
Scientist.
Okay. What about money? We were talking earlier about money. What's money for?
Buying stuff.
This has been The Work Show, a travel edition. You've heard sounds from the Sistine Chapel and coming up from the changing of the Horse Guards on Whitehall in London. You've heard Lorenzo Giovanotti doing Piove. You've heard the great and very popular Gianna Nannini doing Se Nel Anima. You've heard the great Renato Carosone doing Il Barca Torno Solo, which is a very funny song if you ask me. Okay, I'm butchering the Italian here. Finally, we heard the Kinks doing the wonderful Waterloo Sunset, a song that came to us, walked across the new Jubilee Bridge, which runs by the old Waterloo Bridge, which is what inspired Ray Davies' first attempt at this great and monumental song, or as Milo says, epic. Until next month, this has been Paul Smart and The Work Show.
Days come.